1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Time for the sustainability feature on Hot Business with Gold Ore. Tomorrow's technology today. Go to goldore.org for more. Now, the journey of an entrepreneur can often be a lonely journey, but it's also, and certainly what I've found over the years interviewing many successful entrepreneurs, one of the most rewarding experiences that you can have in life. And I think it's something my next guest knows all about, having founded Gold Ore after a career in mining that started out with Anglo-American, I think it is. Adrian Singh, welcome back.
Hi, hello, Michael. Good evening to you. Good evening to the listeners. Great to be back.
Now, what made you venture into becoming an entrepreneur?
Michael, I wish that I could say that it was something great that inspired me to become an entrepreneur, but it was quite the opposite, actually. It was corporate bullying at its best. Huh. And I had a really bad experience with one of my previous companies that I worked for, where I was offered shares in the company in exchange for my intellectual property, which at the time I thought was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, but after roughly 10 years of blood, sweat, and tears and having to live off a survival salary, I found that my shares were hopelessly diluted out and that I had literally nothing to show for having sacrificed what amounted to my life's work. So here's a lesson for the younger ones here. And the penny then dropped at that time, and I realized that the only way to do things was the hard way, totally on my own, without funding, and just relying on my own tenacity and passion and resilience to see me through. So I took on some consulting work during the day to pay the bills, and I spent my nights toiling away at developing my idea for a cavitation reactor, which I eventually managed to obtain a worldwide patent for. Now, this was a difficult but amazingly satisfying journey of learning and adrenaline rush as I achieved patent award after award in the various countries and regions that I had applied in. And so, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, the company Gold Ore was born. And I can tell you, Michael, there's no better feeling than being your own boss.
That's just a remarkable story, Adrian. The fact that it was on the back of corporate bullying and effectively your own IP trying to be snatched out from underneath you. Now, when it comes to IP and patenting, what advice would you give to someone that would like to enter the intellectual property space and perhaps lodge a patent of their own? Because it does seem to be a particularly complex area of law.
Yeah, firstly, Michael, for the man in the street, I would say that you have to ask yourself, why do you want to lodge a patent in the first place? It's not something that you do just for fun or fame or even as a hobby. It takes a lot of time and effort, ingenuity, tenacity, sheer grit, and not least of all, money to take a patent application successfully through to a worldwide grant. So there will be many that will try to stop you. So you need a good reason to want to do a patent in the first place. So why would you patent something? It is something that the ordinary man will do to protect a business idea. And therein lies the key. You need to have a business strategy in place already so that you can start generating income from the patent idea while you're on that patent journey so that it becomes self-funding. So your patent should be the critical part of the puzzle and that strong foundation upon which you can grow your business, knowing that your idea can't easily be stolen from you. It's a delicate balancing act, Michael, and knowing when to hit the trigger on various aspects of your plan as you go along is key. So apart from assuring that your idea is novel and patentable, it helps a lot to find a good firm of intellectual property attorneys who can advise you and walk the road with you. So you need to be prepared for a good, I would say, 8 to 10 years of debating with various patent offices, studying prior art and liaising with your attorneys. I actually think that doing a PhD would actually be a lot less effort and stress when I think back upon it. But if you have an idea worth protecting that you have built a business around, then the advantage of having a patent for every country that you operate in is invaluable. And in the end, it's actually the adrenaline rush from winning the little battles that build up to the worldwide patent grant that make the journey so satisfying. And there will be a whole wall full of certificates. if that's your thing.
No, well, I mean, but I think what you're also demonstrating is that you have to be in this for the long haul. But I recall chatting to Kurt van Sale of Knife Capital Partners about what they look for in their portfolio when they invest in companies that have got great technology, great ideas. He's a VC investor, and they look for patents. If you're building a business to scale that you're hoping to exit for some serious value at the end of the day, you need those kinds of building blocks in play now. What is the gold ore business model, though, that is really wrapped around this patent?
Well, I remember the words of my late father very well, Michael. He often told me, son, if you want to really succeed and stand out in business, you need to have something that nobody else has. And I suppose this is what inspired me to invent and to patent my ideas as I was subconsciously striving for this ideal. And then as I'm inherently quite a lazy person, I think anyway, I wanted to create a company in which I could earn passive income by renting or leasing out technology on a maintenance lease basis, which was exclusively mine, which would then enable me to earn income for many years to come. And over the years, building up a base of rental clients has put me in exactly this position. Now, from a client's perspective, the plus point for them is that they never have to spend more than a monthly lease cost for the technology, which includes royalties. So as the units remain under full warranty for the life of the lease contract, which reduces their risk. And of course, they always have direct access to my advice as and when they should require it. Of course, it helps immensely that the Mach technology is as tough as nails and can easily outlast project life. It also helps that the benefits that the Mach provides to mining companies are not easily otherwise attained. And in most cases, the capital payback is within a couple of months. Now, there are not many technologies in mining that can boast about that. So for those clients that really wish to purchase and own technology, I have also over the years put together a business deal for this scenario, although most clients prefer to lease the technology even when the option to purchase is available to them. So I guess that's a case of forbidden fruit, perhaps.
Absolutely. And one can understand why they would prefer to lease in this era where we try and keep the balance sheet unencumbered and capital light. Now, bearing in mind that this is homegrown technology born out of South Africa, how much support do you enjoy locally compared to internationally?
Michael, so yes, that's correct. Gold Ore is a South African company, but it operates internationally in South Africa and internationally. And I would say that the business is split probably 50-50 at the moment between local and international business. And then it has always intrigued me as to the reason why there isn't a higher take up of the technology in South Africa. Is it just a matter of habit that we're always looking across our shores for something better? Is it familiarity that breeds contempt? It's always so amazing for me that I can land business as far afield as Siberia in Russia and in Kazakhstan, where I can't even speak the language, but I still battle to gain traction right here in South Africa. And I'm often asked the same question when I attend local conferences. Why haven't you conquered the South African market yet? And well, I have a good joke for that one, Michael, and that is, if you can lead a horse to water and you can't make it drink, then I guess synchronized diving is out of the question.
Adrian, I suppose one has to develop a good sense of humor if that has been the experience over the years. Well, we do know that the South African market is highly oligopolistic and concentrated, and hopefully it's just a matter of time before you do break into your home market if you're selling as far afield as Russia and Kazakhstan. Thank you so much for your time. Adrian Singh, who is the founder of Gold Ore, sharing his entrepreneurial journey with us here on Hot Business in the sustainability feature. Their revolutionary Mach reactor is disrupting the mining industry with the potential to reduce your carbon footprint. And that's what everyone's talking about at COP26. Find out more at goldore.org.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.